close as I can.
Till he saw a buffalo turning the wheel of a well. But he got no better result, for it answered,
"You are a fool to expect gratitude. Look at me. When I gave milk, the people fed me on cotton seed and oil cake. But now I am dry, they tie me here and give me their rubbish for food."
The Brahmin, still more sad, asked the road to give him its opinion.
"My dear sir," said the road, "how foolish you are to expect anything else. Here I am, useful to everybody, yet all rich and poor, great and small, trample on me as they go past."
At this, the Brahmin turned back sorrowfully, and on the way he met a jackal, who called out,
"Why, what's the matter, Mr. Brahmin? You look as miserable as a fish out of water."
The Brahmin told him all that had happened.
"How very confusing," said the jackal, when the recital was ended. "Would you mind telling me over again? For everything has got so mixed up."
The Brahmin told it over again, but the jackal shook his head in a distracted sort of way and still could not understand.
"It is very odd," said he sadly. "But it all seems to go in at one ear and out the other. I will go to the place where it all happened, and then perhaps I shall be able to give a judgment."
So they returned to the cage by which the tiger was waiting for the Brahmin and sharpening his teeth and claws.
"You've been away a long time," growled the savage beast. "But now let us begin our dinner."
"Our dinner," thought the wretched Brahmin, as his knees knocked together with fright. "What a remarkable, delicate way of putting it."
"Give me 5 minutes, my lord," he pleaded, "in order that I may explain matters to the jackal here, who is somewhat slow in his wits."
The tiger consented, and the Brahmin began the whole story over again, not missing a single detail, and spinning as long a yarn as possible.
"Oh, my poor brain," cried the jackal, wringing its paws. "Let me see, how did it all begin? You were in the cage, and the tiger came walking by."
"Pooh!"
interrupted the tiger. "What a fool you are! I was in the cage."
"Of course," cried the jackal, pretending to tremble with fright.
"Yes, I was in the cage. No, I wasn't. Dear, dear, where are my wits? Let me see. The tiger was in the Brahmin, and the cage came walking by. Nope, that's not it either. Well, don't mind me, but begin your dinner, for I shall never understand."
"Yes, you shall," returned the tiger, in a rage at the jackal's stupidity.
"I will make you understand. Look, here I am the tiger."
"Yes, my lord."
"And that is the Brahmin."
"Yes, my lord."
"And that is the cage."
"Yes, my lord."
"And I was in the cage. Do you understand?"
"Yes. No, please, my lord."
"Well, how did you get in?"
"How?
Why, in the usual way, of course." "Oh, dear me, my head is beginning to whirl again. Please don't be angry, my lord. But what is the usual way?"
At this, the tiger lost patience and, jumping into the cage, cried, "This way! Now do you understand how it was?" "Perfectly," grinned the jackal, as he dexterously shut the door. "And if you will permit me to say so, I think matters will remain as they were." And that's the story of how the jackal helped the Brahmin escape from the
ICANN
fire.
Is sponsored by our friends of the Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, a nonprofit membership organization supporting gifted students, their families, educators, and communities. OTAG believes that every child deserves to experience the arts and to learn something new every day. For more information about OTAG, you can visit OATAG.org.